Okay, members, we will call the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agricultural Environment and General Government to order. And Lisa, will you please call the roll?
Chair Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Albritton.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Hooper.
Here.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Stewart.
Here.
Quorum present.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. And if you will please silence all of your electronic devices. And anyone wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance card and turn it in, and we'll be happy to give you your time.
Madam Chairman, could I one?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Senator Broxson.
We have a special guest here today, my son, Jason Broxson, who I looked exactly alike 30 years ago.
Well, welcome, and you know what? This is a perfect lead-in to my next section, which is we are going to say the pledge, and if you would like to come up and lead us in the pledge, that would be awesome. You know, parents have a way of doing that to our children. Oh, yeah, you do have to fill out an appearance card, too, now. Sorry. Okay, this is the day we all been waiting for. It's like Christmas morning, you know. Everybody's been up all night waiting for this to come out. So we are excited about our budget. And members, before you today is our proposal for the fiscal year 2019-20 Agricultural Environment and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee recommended budget. Our proposal includes a detailed budget spreadsheet, proviso language, and a summary of the implementing bill proviso, or provision, sorry. Within the subcommittee allocation of funds from general revenue and trust funds, including federal funds, the total budget is $5.9 billion. And I want to thank you, all of our committee members, for working with me and letting me know your priorities. And I hope that you will see those in our recommended product before you today. Some of the major items included in our recommendation before you today are the following. Thought I missed a page here. Issues relating to water quality and protection equals $656 million. This exceeds the governor's goal of $625 million. This is made up of the governor's recommended $360 million for Everglades restoration, which includes $107 million for the EAA reservoir, which was our Senate Bill 10 from last year. The Springs restoration for $100 million, alternative water supply for $40 million, $129 million for water quality improvements, which include $25 million for septic to sewer and wastewater programs, which we have been talking about a lot in this committee, $25 million for TMDLs, $50 million in Lake Okeechobee watershed restoration, and $29.6 million for general water projects. And finally, there's $27.4 million to improve water quality and combat the harmful algae blooms, which was about $10.8 million in blue-green algae task force, and $10 million in innovative technology and red tide research of 6.6. Other major issues I'd like to highlight are the following. Florida Forever is going to have $45 million from DEP land acquisition, which I know is an issue that Senator Stewart has been working on. Beach restoration is $44.4 million, which is, we have members on this committee that is in our beach community, Bean Hudson and myself. St. John's River Keystone Heights Lake restoration, which was $10 million. State parks facility improvements of $15 million. Citrus research of $8 million, which includes $2 million of applied research and field trials, and this is something that I know Senator Albritton and myself has been working on with our citrus industry. Petroleum task cleanup program is $90 million. Drinking and wastewater revolving loan program is $171 million. Small county wastewater treatment grants, $13 million. Lake Apopka restoration is $5 million. Hurricane Irma federal grants is $48.8 million. invasive species responses is 1.6 million. Florida POM, which is the next phase of our state's accounting system replacement, is 22.7 million. Fire College and Arson Lab infrastructure, 1.7 million, which is one of Senator Hooper's near to his heart. Local government fire services is 8.1 million. 20 positions for hotel and restaurant inspectors within the Department of Business and Professional Regulations is what Secretary Beshear had asked for. Florida facilities pool to repair our state building is $19 million, which is the buildings that we are serving in, the House, the Senate, and the Capitol. Private prison facilities is 5.9. Law enforcement communication is 4.1 million. 8 additional investigators for the Florida Commission on Human Relations. And lastly, is 29.6 million for the state's physically constrained counties. And that concludes the highlights of the budget. Are there any questions? Okay, great. Any discussions? Okay, any appearance cards? Okay. Well, a motion by Senator Hooper to allow staff to make technical adjustments without objection, show that motion adopted. And there's a motion by Senator Powell, my vice chair, to accept the recommendations of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agricultural, Environment, and General Government Budget, Proviso Language and Implementing Bill, Proviso as recommendations to the full Senate Appropriations Committee, and without objection, show those amendments, those motions adopted. Members, what I would ask you to do, if you would go through the budget, if there's any questions that you have, please feel free to get with myself. I know we met with you this past week and kind of did an overview of it on your water projects as well as the budget itself. So please feel free to get with me, and we can go in more details with you. Is there any business before the committee? Okay, great. Senator Hudson moves we adjourn. Is there objections? Seeing no objections, we are adjourned.